tonight. Very excited. We'll begin our study of the Ramban, starting from, of course, Parshas Bereishis. And, of course, the best place to start would be in the beginning. Bereishis Bara Elokim, in the beginning. How exactly do we translate this first phrase of Bereishis Bara Elokim? As we will see many times in the course of our study, machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. So this first phrase is, of course, very indicative of the complexity of the Torah, that there should be a major dispute as to how to translate the very first phrase. What do we do with this phrase, Bereishis Bara Elokim? Now, most of us would originally, or on our own, think to translate that as, in the beginning, Bara Elokim, Hashem created. In the beginning, Hashem created, es Hashemayim v'es. And Rashi rejects out of hand such an interpretation. It's impossible to interpret this first phrase as to mean, in the beginning, Hashem created. And he brings two major arguments. The first argument, says Rashi, that it really should have used the word then, Barishona. In the word, but that would have meant, in the beginning, this is what he began to create, the Shemayim and the Aretz. The word Bereishis implies the beginning of something. Like I would say, the beginning of my trip. So that would be in the beginning of something. Not that in the beginning this is what he did, but in the beginning of a process. Furthermore, Rashi says the pasuk isn't true. The first thing that Hashem created wasn't the Shemayim and the Aretz. The first thing Hashem created was the Or. So how could you translate the first pasuk to mean in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth, and then two psukim later say the first thing that he created was light? So it's not true. So Rashi instead interprets this to mean, in the beginning of Hashem's creating heaven and earth, when the world was filled with tohu vavohu, then Hashem created or. So that the first phrase doesn't mean in the beginning this is what he did, but in the beginning of the process of creating heaven and earth, then he created light. That's how Rashi would translate it. If you look in your art scroll, that's how they follow Rashi's translation, and it means in the beginning of Hashem's creations. The Ramban interprets this first phrase the way that we would on our own like to translate it. It means, in the beginning, Hashem created Shamayim Va'aretz. Now, what does he do with Rashi's problem that it's not true? That's not the first thing that Hashem created. So the Ramban has the following thought process, which is one of the fundamental tenets of our belief, that Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, something out of nothing. Out of nothingness, he created the world. Now, the word that signifies that concept in Torah is the word bara. Bara means to create something from nothing. A new creation coming out of nowhere. But that only happened once, says the Ramban. That was only the very beginning of creation, was the concept of bara. Everything after that, you'll see the words vayitzer, or vayas, Hashem formed, or Hashem made. And what that's describing is that this initial process of the bria, the bara, the creation, Hashem created a fine substance that has no form. In his words, dak me'od, a formless substance, we would call it matter. From that, Hashem created that in the very beginning. And then from that, the rest of creation was forming things, making things out of that initial substance. So there was a creation of matter, and then from that matter, everything came from that. The Ramban writes, there were two types of matter. There's the matter that the heavens are made of. I don't know exactly what goes into heavens, whether or not it's all the spiritual realms or just the heavens as we have in outer space. And then there's the matter of the aretz, of earthly matters. Both of those things were created originally as the very first forms of creation. Bereishis, in the beginning, bara Elokim, Hashem created out of nothing the matter of Shamayim va'aretz. That matter, says the Ramban, is called tohu. Tohu from a language of regret. The Ramban says, because if you try to name it, you'll regret any name you give to it. Because as soon as you give it a name, you realize that that's not it. So let's name it. That it has no form, it has no substance. Once it gets formed, then it's called vohu. Bohu. Oh, that's what it is. It's formless until you give it form, and then it's vohu. In the beginning, Hashem created the matter of Shamayim Va'aretz, says the Ramban. V'ha'aretz ha'yisa, originally in the past tense, it was tohu, and then it became vohu. Then it became formed and shaped as Hashem began the creative process. What was the first thing that He shaped? The or, the light. But that was only after the original creation, the yesh me'ayin, the only yesh me'ayin, which was in the very beginning, this form that was created, because as in Greek it was called hilu, I think is what we pronounce it, we would probably call it this matter. That was the original creation, yesh me'ayin, and from that everything was formed. That's the Ravina's interpretation. Therefore, he would write, if you were writing art scroll, not as Rashi and our art scroll read, in the beginning of Hashem's creations, when the world was tohu vavohu. The Ramban would translate it as, in the beginning, the first thing that Hashem created was the matter of Aretz and the matter of the Shemayim and of the Aretz, gave it form. The first form that He gave it was life, and then the following subsequent Okay, that's how the Ramban would follow that process. Your homework assignment for this evening, there are actually two other places in the 6 days of creation where the word bara appears. Even though the Ramban says it's only in the very first day, the original matter is only created in the very first moment, there are actually two and only two other places in all of the 6 days of creation, only a total of three times does the Torah use the word bara. Find the other two and then come to an understanding as to why would those two fit with the Ramban's interpretation that only that word is reserved only for new creations. Why are there two other places and how would that fit with the Ramban? That's your homework assignment. We will continue Mirat Hashem with the Ramban. Rebbe Chanan Amin Akash Amarot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bezachos of Yisrael Tika Achirul Amtayra Mitzvot Shinei Amar Adinoi Chafes Laman Sishko Yagdil Terav Yagdil.